From summer back to springtime. After a heat wave started off the week across much of our area, temperatures have returned to more seasonable levels today, and that nearly oppressive humidity from yesterday has been pushed out to sea. Of course, pushing the heat and humidity out to sea was a cold front that came through yesterday afternoon and last night, and in some areas there were some showers and even some locally heavy thunderstorms. Today that front is down to our south. High pressure is nosing in from eastern Canada, and that is allowing for a flow of dry, seasonable air on a very pleasant Wednesday afternoon. So dew points are way down. They're even down from where they were this morning. So the mugginess is gone, and our temperatures today are running right around what is seasonable for mid-June. The quiet weather goes on into tonight with that high-pressure area in place. We're looking for mainly clear skies. It'll be fairly cool tonight as temperatures fall to around 50 with a lot of 40s in the outlying area. So you may be able to open the windows and let some of that cool air come in this evening. But I tell you, if you leave the windows open all night, you might be reaching for an extra blanket or two by tomorrow morning. Some areas of fog are possible late tonight and early tomorrow. And tomorrow looks to be another nice day with high pressure starting things off. We'll have sunshine during the morning, and then during tomorrow afternoon, a warm front will draw closer, so we're likely to see a few clouds bubble up through the day. Temperatures tomorrow will make it up into the 70s to right around 80 degrees. And I will mention this, in our far western areas, especially at around Utica, for example, there could be a late day shower or thunderstorm. The shower chances, though, really will ramp up tomorrow night into the day on Friday. And what happens is that front kind of gets stuck to our west on Friday, and our wind flow will be coming in off the ocean. So it looks to be a fairly gray day on Friday with some showers at times, maybe a rumble of thunder and some areas of fog. But the flow off the ocean, which of course is still cold this time of year, is likely to result in a cooler day. So we're looking for highs on Friday that will only be in the upper 60s and low 70s. Then we'll see those temperatures bounce back up a little bit over the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, some patchy fog is possible, low in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, patchy fog is possible, low in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, some areas of fog are possible, with lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, some patchy fog is possible, with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, with some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm with some areas of fog, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.